Kof Vov Kislev, Beis Chanukah, Thursday the 14th of December, Rabbi Shlomi Yitzchok Bixenspanner, in Yonah Dioma.
On Chanukah, they added into the tefillah the nusach of Al HaNisim b'mei Matisyahu. In that nusach, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the nisim that he did with us at the time of the Nes Chanukah. And we say there, V'ato berachamecho harabim amadot alahem b'estarosom, rafta esrivam, damta esdinom, nakamta esnikmosom. Masarto giboirim biyat chaloshim, verabim biyat ma'atim, utumeim biyat tohirim, urishoim biyat tzadikim, vezeidim biyat oiske soyosecho. So basically, we detail exactly all the nekudas that happened. In other words, we're trying to emphasize the goydel hanes by explaining the concept of giboirim biyat chaloshim, rabim biyat ma'atim, and so on and so forth. The question is, what exactly are we trying to say when we say v'zeidim b'yad oiskei soyrasecho? And that's, we want to focus on that today, Be'ezus Hashem. Zeidim is a word which we are quite familiar with. We daven every day in the bracha v'lam al shinim, and we daven v'chala zeidim, shoy v'ar oivim v'machnia zeidim. Zeidim, most mefarshim that explain the Siddur, say Zeidim means Rishoyim. Zeidim means the Rishoyim. Yeah. The only problem with the Nusach of B'mei Matisyahu is that we already say Urishoyim B'yad Tzadikim. So we see here that we're trying to emphasize another detail. Besides Rishoyim B'yad Tzadikim, we are also adding V'Zeidim B'yad Oiskei Sarasecha. So the Shaila is, what exactly does it mean? So there's a Rashi in Masechtas Megillah where Rashi says that Zeidim means poshim, which means Rashi brings the Gemara in Masechtas Yuma where we know that there are chatoim, avoinois, upshoim, which means a person can do an avera b'shoigik, a person can do an avera b'mezid, and a person can do an avera lahachis. And these are all things that the Gemara says that on Yom Kippur we're mizvada Chotosi, Avisi, Pashati, and we enumerate all three types of Averis. So basically, in our case, Zeidim would have to mean not Stam Rishoyim, but it means Poshim Mezidim. So the question is, Bishloime, when we're talking about a Yid, so we can understand, a Yid knows the score, he knows what he should be doing. So a person can be a Choytei B'Shoigik, a person can be a mezik, a person can be a pesheya. But when we're talking about Rishoyim, Goyim, how is it possible to explain they're not Stam Rishoyim, they're Mezidim. Harosh is a Rosha, he has no shaykhes, he has no connection. What exactly are we trying to point out when we say that the Nes wasn't only Rishoyim v'yad Tzadikim, but it was also v'zeidim v'yad oizke sarisa? So I would like to share with the Olam a fascinating Gemara in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, which I think might shed a light to explain what exactly Bezeidim Yad Oiske Sarasecho means. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches Amud Beis, Chi Osa Rabdimi Omar, Rabdimi said, Telosin Utrein Krovi Ovdi Roimoi Bada Yevanoi. There were 32 wars that the Roimim had together with the Yevonim. and they weren't able to conquer them. In other words, Yavon was very strong. Now, historically, we have to understand that the Melech Yavon, who started all this, was Alexander Magnon, and he was the one who conquered. He is the one who took over the whole Melucha from Malchei Modai Paras, because, as we know, the king that initiated the building of the second Beis Hamikdash was Melech Koresh. He was Koresh Melech Paras, Melech Modai, and then you had Ahasuerus, that period. And the Gemara says that period lasted for 34 years, Bifnei Habayis. That's what the Gemara says. After that, says the Gemara, the Malchei Yevonim, they reigned for 180 years. Now, that started with Alexander's Moigdan, and Lamaisa, it went on for 180 years. So the Gemara says that over that time, over those 180 years, there were 32 major wars that Yavon did with Rome, and Lo Yochlelu, they weren't able to conquer them. So the Gemara says, Ad the Shatfinu Yisrael Badeu. Rome made a sort of a pact, a peace bond with Klal Yisrael, and they made a deal with them that they'll share the kingdom. And then Sholcholu Roimoy Liyevanoi. Once the Roimim had this peace arrangement in place, they sent a message to Yevoni, Ad ho idna avidna bikrova. Until now we tried with conventional warfare. Hashta navid bedina. Let's have an argument. Let's have an intellectual argument. And they started. Margolis v'evan toiva. This is what the Roman told Yavon. Imagine if you have a margolis, which is a diamond, and an evan toiva, an expensive stone. Rashi says the evan toiva is even more expensive than the diamond. Ezeman yase bosis l'chaveru. Which one would you use as a base for the other one? So they answered, obviously, you would always use the more expensive one as a base to the less expensive one. So margolis would be the base, l'evan toiva, which is more expensive. So they went on. Evan Toiva ve'inach. Inach, Rashi says, is a very expensive stone. If you have the Evan Toiva, which is even more expensive than a diamond, but you have on top of that Inach, which is a man yase bosses lachaveiroi? Evan Toiva ve'inach. Everyone understands that the Inach is more expensive. That would be the base for the Evan Toiva. So they said, Inach ve'sefer Toira. You have this Inach, which is a very expensive stone. And then you have a sefer Toira. Eze man yase bosses lachaveiroi. So they said, obviously, the Sefer Torah. So they said, if that's the case, in Cain, Sefer Torah, Anam Sefer Torah Gabon, we have a Sefer Torah with us, the Yisrael Ba'adon, because we just made a peace bond with Yisrael. And therefore, Kofalu, Rashi says, the Roman were able to conquer Yavon, not with conventional warfare, but with the intellectual warfare. In other words, they won the debate, so to speak. And then the Gemara says that Roim kept their deal for 26 years, and then they turned their back against Klal Yisrael. That's more or less what the Gemara says. Now, the question on this Gemara is very obvious. It seems from the Gemara that Yavon didn't even flinch. When they asked them, what's more important, Sefer Torah ve'inach, they answered right away, Sefer Torah. So they said, in Cain, we have a Sefer Torah, so we have to be Alagoiva. How does that fit in with the story that the Rambam says? The Rambam writes, Bimei Bayis Sheini, in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, Kishemalche Yavon Gozru Gezeres al Yisrael, Ubotli Dosom, Vloinich Oysom Lasek Batoira, Ube Mitzvah, So Poshte Yodo Bemoinom Ibn Oseyem, Benechna Sulahechol. This is what happened. So, are we talking about a Yavon that botlu dosom lo yinichu oisam lasek batoira, or are we talking about a Yavon when you tell them we have a sefer Torah? Oh, you have a sefer Torah, no problem. It's all yours. We have the biggest cover, the biggest derech eretz for sefer Torah. How do the two things go together? If from what the Gemara is saying that the reason why Yavon had to concede their kingdom because of the fact that Roim had Klal Yisrael, how does that fit in with the whole story with the Rambam says? And Bechlal, we see in the Nusach of Meimat Yisyo, it just doesn't make sense. So in order to understand it, we have to bring a Gemara in Masechtas Gittin, which is more known. The Gemara in Masechtas Gittin tells us the story with Titus HaRosha. Pithas HaRosha, he was the one who was Machrevis HaMikdosh, and he was the tremendous Balgaive who even was bold enough to fight Kaveyoch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you want to fight, I'll send my mosquito who'll fight with you, and that's Taka how he died. So the Gemara says that he had a nephew, says the Gemara, Unkelis bar Klonikis bar Achsei the Titus, he was a nephew of Titus, and he wanted to be Megayer. Some say that it's Unkelis Hager, some say it's a different Unkelis, it doesn't matter. The point is that he wanted to be Megayer. Also, Aske le Titus ben Agida, says the Gemara. He brought up Titus after his death, post-mortem, he brought him up, Be'oiv, he brought him back. And he asked him, Man Choshev b'Hoi Alma? He asked Titus, tell me, you're in the Olam HaEmes, who is Choshev in Olam HaEmes? Amar le Yisrael. He says, Klal Yisrael, they're Choshev in Olam HaEmes. So he asked him, Ma Yilid Bukabahu, if that's the case, maybe I should join them, I should become a ger. He says, no, don't even try. There are too many mitzvahs, and you'll never be able to keep them. Don't become a yid. But if you want to make it big in this world, I have a different etzah for you, he told him. Zil igrabahu. In other words, go and make a fight, bahayil alma, babas resha, and you'll be matzliach. Why? Because the pasuk says, hoyo tzareo leroish, kalameitza leYisrael nasa roish. So if you want to have your moment in this world, you know what? Go and make some trouble for Klal Yisrael, and then you'll make it big. For how long, we don't know, but at least by the Goyim, even Chaya Shoah is also something. Then the Gemara says, he brought up, this uncle has brought up Bilam. He asked Bilam the same question. Who is Choshev, Man Choshev Ahu Alma? What did Bilam answer? Yisrael. So he asked him the same question. Should I join them? So Bilam also said, nope, don't join them. Then the Gemara says, he brought up the Poshe Yisrael, and he asked them the same question, and they told him, yes, become a Yid, because if you do the right thing, then you'll be Matzliach in this world and in that world. Now, Reb Chaim Friedlander, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he asks a gewaldige kasha. He says, I don't understand. We're talking here about Titus HaRosha, okay, but he's in Olam HaEmes. And he himself admits, Man Choshev Ahu Alma Yisrael. So why at the same time is he telling you negative things? And not only Titus, you have the same thing with Bilam. And why Poshe Yisrael, you see that even if they were Poshe Yisrael, but they still admit, yes, Yisrael, and they give you advice to, yes, join them. So he says, Gavaldi Yizach. In Olam HaEmes, he says, there's no new metzias. In other words, someone that was Titus HaRosha in this world, bleib Titus HaRosha in the next world as well. Even if he sees the Emes, that's only, he's able to see it, but he's not able to become part of it. So that's why, when you ask him a fact, he can tell you the fact. The fact is, Man Choshev Ahu Alma Yisrael. But if you ask him advice, should I join them, that doesn't change. He's the same Titus in the next world than he was here. The same with Bilam. Only the Poshe Yisrael. What's a Poshe Yisrael? Nebuch, he wasn't able to do the Torah mitzvahs, but not Pshat, Be'etzem, he's a Mushchus Kol Kuloi. He still has that Pintalayid. So therefore, when he comes up to Olam HaEmes, he's able not only to see the Emes, but he's also able to say what they said. That's Mashinagel in your name. So, L'choyre, we want to say Pshat, that when the Gemara tells us that there was this debate between the Yevonim and the Roimim about who should be on top, and the Yevonim conceded right away because they had Yisrael, that wasn't in this world. In this world, Avada, they had all the wars, and no Yevon was interested in a Sefer Torah or in Klal Yisrael. And not only that, we see clearly Botlu Dosam, and they did not let them learn Torah. Novas then, we know that every Ummah has a Sar Lamaila. And the Sarim Lamaila had this debate. And this was something that the Sarim Lamaila agreed upon. They agreed upon that, yes, Klal Yisrael, they're the ones who are Taka on top. And Lamaisa, because of that, we have to give over the kingdom to you. And in Shamayim, they were Maskin. With that, we can understand a very interesting medrash that I found. There's a medrash that says that when it came to the war that Klal Yisrael held with the Goyim, so we know that it was Rabim Biyad Ma'atim. What was the inyan of Rabim Biyad Ma'atim? So we know the Rashi in Parashat Zoyis Habracha, that Rashi says the Ma'atim were 13. There were 13 Chashmonoim that were brave enough to go out to war with the Yevonim. How many Goyim were there? How many Yevonim were there? So the Medrash says, Shishim Riboy Elef Geises. There were Shishim Riboy Elef Geises. V'chol Echad Mahem Hoyoloi Elef Ish Tachtov. So we're talking about millions and billions of people. So L'choyre, Rabim Biyad Ma'atim is not even the right word. It's basically, what would we call it? A suicide mission. You're going against all these soldiers. It just doesn't make sense. But they went. They were Moisei Nefesh. Fine. Says the Medrash that when Ba'oise Shah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Mesiras Nefesh of the Chashmonoim and what they were willing to do, Nizgalgalu Rachmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kebayochul HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachmonos when Nizgalgalu Behevi Kol HaSorim Shel Shivim Imois. He brought the Sarim of the Shivim Imois, Ba'omar Lahem, Kol Echad Mikem Yaharege Shaloi Menachai Shaloi Sirosho. He gave them a mandate that they have to take care of their own people, Lamato, the Sarim Shamal have to take care of their own people. Says the Medrash, Miyad Yordu La'oretz, they came down, V'chol Yevoni Shoyer Chetz Al Kashtoi, Lizard B'Yisrael, when they were pulling the trigger, ready to pull the trigger to shoot an arrow on a Yid, that's what the Medrash says. So we see from here why usually we know that the Sarim, they have the best interest of their people down here in mind. Why all of a sudden the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell them that they should ke'ilu turn against their own people? The Teretz says no. The Teretz is that the Sarim were doing what really they should have been doing. But Lamaisa, here in this world, the Olam HaSheker, they did not want to recognize the same thing, the acknowledgement that the Yevonim had, in the Sarim Shalmala had, and therefore, this is what happened. With this Yesoid, maybe we can understand another interesting thing, which is very well recorded, that the Nazis Yimach Shemom, we all know how they felt about the Yidden, but people have seen, it was recorded, that many times when they found the Sefer Torah, the anger that they let out on that Sefer Torah, it almost seemed like they considered it as a human being. Because Bederach Klal, you can't get angry at a doyman, at something which seems like a doyman. It just doesn't work, right? That's why you have a punching bag. Right, you're angry, let it out on the punching bag, and then, you know, people feel better after that. Why? Because the punching bag doesn't do anything back, and it's not a real fight. Right? So, Bederach Klal, when it comes to a doymim, it doesn't work. Right? It takes two to tangle, as they say. But here, all of a sudden, it seemed as if they treated the Sefer Torah as a human, and the anger, and the chaos, and the nekama that they let out on it, it almost seemed, it didn't make sense. But according to what we just explained, it makes perfect sense. Because Lemaise, we all know that the Germans, Yimach Shemom, they're from Roim, from Esau, from that Geza. And what was the whole purpose, the whole inyan of Esau, of Edom, of Roim, when they took over, was only because of the Torah. And they knew that this is our secret, and this is the reason of our existence is because of the Torah. So that is why they gave out all their anger on the Sefer Torah, because they knew that this is where everything lies, and this is the be-all and the end-all. But this Nekuda is something that even the Goyim that are here, Lamata, in the deep, they feel and they understand what the real truth is, and that is why, even without them knowing why, there's something much deeper. And this is basically what happened by the Indian of with the Yevonim and the Roimim, that in a Shemayim, the Yevonim gave it over to the Roimim. But here, Lamata, it was a different story. So now, maybe we can try to understand what is the inyan of v'zeidim b'yad oitzke serisecha. Because we're not stopped talking about rishoyim b'yad tzadikim. About the any time you have yidin with goyim, it's rishoyim b'yad tzadikim. But here you had v'zeidim. Zeidim means mezidim, poishim, which means that they knew the score, and they knew that the real thing would be that they should just let the Eden be, because they have the Sefer Torah, and we even see that their own Tsar gave everything over to other Goyim. Their competition, why? Because they had the Eden. If you have the Sefer Torah with you, it's all yours, no argument. The Gemara doesn't give us a whole back and forth, we have to think about it, we have to speak to our lawyer, nothing. You have a good Taina, you have a Sefer Torah, it's all yours. Right? So all of a sudden, this is what was should have been. This is what it was meant to be. But Lemaise, as we said, there's the Olam HaSheker. So Lemaise, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that not only was it Rishoyim B'yad Tzadikim, but this was more than that. It was V'zeidim. These Goyim, the Yevonim, the Malchus Yovan HaRasha, they were Mezidim Poishim because they knew the score. They should have known the score, and Lemaise, they didn't do it. Now, let us try to understand what is the inyan biyad oiske sarasecho? In other words, we have dover ve'efeichoi, right? So Rabbi biyad ma'atim, tmeim biyad tohirim, misham biyad tzadikim. What's the zaydim we just explained? What's the inyan of oiske sarasecho? Why not loin de sarasecho? What's the inyan of oiske sarasecho? So it's kenef shazan as follows. What is the inyan of yovo? There are many different pshatim, but there's a beautiful gedank from the Maral. And the Maral explains the inyan of Yovon with the famous Medrash, which everyone knows, and there are many different pshatim, on the Medrash in Parshas Bereishis that tells us on the pasuk v'choshech al pnei sahoim. What's choshech? Yovon. Why? Because they used to tell people kizvo lachem al keren ashor she'ein lachem chelik v'elokei Yisrael. So there are many pshatim. Why keren ashor? What's the inyan of ein lachem chelik? The Maral explains a very interesting thing. The Maral, the Yevonim were trying to take the Chet HaEgel, which is Keren Ashor, and they were trying to prove from the Chet HaEgel She'en Lecham Chedek Velkei Yisrael. And in order to explain that, we have to see a Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Achrei Mois has a whole Arichas B'negeya, the Inyan of Azazel, and he goes a bit off tangent, so to speak. He goes into Inyan of Kabbalah, and then the Ramban finishes off, he says, V'loy uchal farish, he says, be'etzem, there are many soides in the whole inyan of Azazel. The only reason he says why I explained a bit more and I went out of my derech is ki hayinu tzerichem listoim pi ha'mischakmim bateva. I had to sort of close the mouth of the people that always try to go with teva. Ha'nimshachim, he says, achrei ha'yevoni, that their nimshach after the Yevoni, who is the Aristotle, asher hikchish kol dover zulosi hamurgishloi, anything that he couldn't explain and anything that he couldn't wrap his head around didn't exist. Vehegiz da'atoy lachshoyf, and he was about geir to think who the talmid of harashoyim ki chol inyan shloi hisik elof svarotsoi einoy emes, which means that basically, we all believe, and we all have our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we all understand at the same time, in other words, we have no problem believing in a Keil Chai V'Kayam who we can't understand, we can't explain, and it's something that we believe without understanding. And basically, the Rambam explains Moshe Rabbeinu's bakosha of Areini Noas Kvoidecho, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Varisa Sachoira Ifon Eloi Ero Ki Lo Irani Odom V'choi, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam explains that what did Moshe Rabbeinu want? Moshe Rabbeinu said, I would like to be able to be Masig HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way a person is Masig another person. In other words, when I meet someone else, I understand, because I see, I can internalize it, I visualize it, and it's something that I can look at, I can touch. This is something that I can understand, I can grasp with my seichel. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, I would like to have the same relationship, to be able to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understand in such a way. So, and that's the inyan of ponai, because when you see someone face to face, that is when you understand them 100%. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yirani adam b'choy, v'ra'isas achoyra, he says, you can only be masik HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way you will be masik someone that you see him only from the back, and you can't see his face, so there you have to use some imagination what the person looks like, what he's like, because you didn't see him face to face. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that it's impossible for a human being in this world to be able to be masik HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a bechina of ponim, it's only v'ra'isas achoyra. That's how the Rambam explains. And that's something which we have no problem with. However, the Yevonim, this was their whole philosophy. The whole philosophy was the intellect, that only what I understand is what's true, and what I don't understand, what I don't see, is not true. So, when the Yidden made the Egel, there are two ways to learn Pshat. One way to learn Pshat is like we learn Pshat. What happened? Nebuch, they fell through. The Gemara says, "Lohoyu Yisrael Ra'im, lois a chet, lohoyu tshuva." In other words, yes, a chet can happen. How did the Yevonim learn pshat in the Chet HaEgel? The Yevonim learned pshat in Chet HaEgel that what did the Eden tell Aharon? Asei lanu Elohim, asheyelchu lefaneinu, which means why asheyelchu lefaneinu? So what they said was, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Did we see him take us out? Did we see him walking? How can we relate to such a azab hashefet? So they said, "Asei lanu Elohim, asheyelchu lefaneinu." We want to be able to see it. We want to be able to touch it. That is the type of relationship we want to have. Because if not, we don't understand and we don't believe. This is what the Erev Rav had in mind. So the Yavon wanted to prove, "Hizva lachem al keren ashor." In other words, look at the Keren Ashar, you'll see that your problem is that you cannot relate to Abba Shefa, that you can't touch and you can't see, and therefore the proof is from the Egel. Our answer is no, the Egel of Nebuch, it's a mitzvah, it's a one-off, but that's not who we are. This is basically the kuach between what Yovan wanted to prove and what we're trying to prove with the Inyan of Chanukah. So Lemaisa, this is Beyat Oiske Soyer Secho. What's the difference between Oiske Soyer Secho and Loimde Soyer Secho? Loimed, learning, if you look in the dictionary, learning means when you understand. If you don't understand, you didn't learn it. Oiske is Lav Davke, you have to understand. In Torah Avada, the purpose is that a person should learn, and the tachlis is Lilmud Amanas Lalamed, Lishma Balasis, and the only way you can Lilmud Amanas Lalamed is if you understand. Right? As a felt in Asbara, felt in Havana. So Avada, that's our purpose. But Avada, we understand that there are halakim in Torah that we can't understand. There are halakim in Torah which we don't understand now, we might understand later. And there are halakim in Torah which is beyond our understanding. Because the Torah is not stam an intellectual exercise. The Torah is the So a Yid has a koyach to connect to da'at shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah shebal peh, but lemaisa, it doesn't mean that we understand everything. But this is part of oisik b'Torah. In other words, we have to do how much we understand, when we understand, that's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is what we're saying. The fight was the zeidim. What's the hefeichoi? B'yat oiske seresecha. That by the fact that we're oiskim b'Torah, that is how we refute the taina of the Yavon that Ein lachem chelik v'lekei Yisrael, by showing that no, we're oisik in Torah, and that is why we find in the Svarim HaKdoshim that what's Chanukah? Torah Shabbat Peh. Chanukah, that is when Torah Shabbat Peh is nischadosh. Why? Because that is the whole Inyan. Torah Shabbat is something that we can see, we can touch, it's something we can sort of wrap our heads around. Torah Shabbat Peh is something which is much higher than that in a certain madrega. And that is what we are all about. Because we don't dafke need to be able to see it and to feel it in order to understand it. Because we believe even things that are beyond our understanding. So that is why we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we bring out the Nekudah of Chanukah. What was the Nekudah of Chanukah? It was not Stam Rishoyim B'Yad Tzadikim. This was Zeidim on the one hand. The Yevonim who were Zeidim because they knew the score and they chose not to do the right thing. And we are oiskei Torah Secha, where we do much more than stam learning Torah. We're oisek b'Torah because we believe in it, and we believe that this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, even if we don't understand yet, we're still oisek and we're still haraving, and lemaisad, with that, we refute the taina of the Yevonim. And this is part of what avoid of Chanukah is. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us, we should be zoiche, to be able to internalize the message of Chanukah, and to be able to grow and steig, both in Limud HaTorah and in Amunah B'Hashem, and with that, we'll show the opposite of Ein Lachem Chelik, Faker, Yesh Lanu Chelik V'Lekei Yisrael, Amimam in B'Amunah Shalema, we believe, and Be'ezes HaShem, in that schos, will be zoiche to be as Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mheirov Yomeinu, Amen.